Not really. We were out here for 3 days, and then this training camp is started all over again. So, not really. I mean, a lot of guys, they know a lot of stuff we're doing, but I'm pretty intelligent, so I pick up on it pretty quick. Well, I think everybody, even you guys, should be lobbying for new contracts. If your performance is at a high level, if you play to a high level, then you want to be compensated for the level that you play in. I think the idea of, you know, I think for most people, maybe the idea of being in a contract for not as long as they think you should because of what's socially acceptable to the community of football, I think that's when people get into it. Like, oh, it's 2 years left. But most people don't really honor their damn phone contracts. They switch from Sprint to T-Mobile 1 year into it. So, just like being in an apartment and getting out of your lease because you want to find a better apartment or something better. So, I mean, it's all phases of life. If we're trying to do something better, or if you plan outstanding, if you find a better place to live, you want to go to that home. You don't want to stay in the same home when you could work to get the new home. So, it's no different for me than it is for anybody else. I think every American, every person in the whole world should be trying to get a new contract. And if they're not, I feel like they're silly. And for me right now, just, you know, continue to work. Y'all perform whatever it is you need to do, and you just come back and you just ball out on them. Me? Yes. I look better, don't I? Don't I look
bigger?
I'm not bigger. I'm smaller. I mean, I don't know how I look, honestly. I see myself all the time, so it's weird. You know, like you have your dog, and I see it all the time. I mean, he's not that big to me, but when I see him next to another human being, he looks huge. So I really don't know. I just worked on I worked at Brandon Marshall's facility out of Fisby. Great group of guys, you know, and I'm pretty much on the same program he was on. So just life, really. I've just been working on myself as a human being and as an athlete. So whatever you could possibly do to become better. So getting out here, running around, you know, get the football legs back is always different from working out. You can't really simulate football no matter how much conditioning you've been doing. So just getting out there and getting in and out your stance, in and out your breaks out here. Hearing the calls and making the plays and just going out there and do what we do. So, I mean, I've been playing football for, I'm 28. I've been playing football for 27 years. I mean, that's pretty much a lifetime. So I think I got my 10,000 hours in. If you haven't read Outliers, that's Malcolm Gladwell phrase. So I think I got my 10,000 hours in. And there's the great thing about football, there's only so many concepts you could possibly run. And nobody's really doing that many things different in it around the league. It's just different ways of getting there. So once you crack that code, you're pretty good. It's no different from coding on a website or something.